Welcome to the New Skin Report, a dedicated space for exploring the world of skincare, medical aesthetics, and beauty, especially for women of color. We're bringing the same insightful discussions into a vibrant new format where you can both hear and see the world of skincare and medical aesthetics come alive.
So I think that skin resurfacing, when I think about it, I always think you go to a medical spa to get skin resurfacing done. I also think, and this is probably because I know you, that skin resurfacing can be through a laser or it can be through microneedling or what people commonly think of as like, is it dermal rolling? So in your experience, what warrants skin resurfacing? Who is the ideal candidate? And what does that person look like to you? I know they're all sorts of ages. And in your practice, most commonly, they have darker skin tones. But what warrants skin resurfacing?
Yeah, so skin resurfacing, honestly, is an excellent solution for so many things. Acne scars, dark spots from sun damage, dark spots from acne scars, fine lines. And when you think of skin resurfacing, think of what's wrong with the surface or texture of my skin. If you have dark spots, skin resurfacing is the answer. Because essentially what skin resurfacing is, regardless of how you achieve it, with lasers or with microneedling, you are basically giving your skin a micro injury that's controlled into the dermis, which is the deepest layer of your skin, and you're stimulating rapid production of new skin. So rapid production of collagen and you know, skin proteins, new skin layer that will come up to the surface and erase all those things that you're trying to address. Scars, pigmentation, fine lines.
I have to ask, because everyone is probably also asking, what is the difference between doing a skin resurfacing or a microneedling in your medical spa or any medical spa versus doing it at home, super DIY?
I think that's an excellent question, because there are a lot of doctors also who promote at-home microneedling devices. And you know, this is the thing. It's scientifically, you cannot achieve skin resurfacing at home because you need a treatment or a device that goes to the dermis. That's our deepest layer. And it is pretty painful to enter the dermis if you're not properly numbed. It is very dangerous to enter the dermis if you're not using the right technology, the right kind of laser, the right kind of microneedling device. And I can tell you, the at-home microneedling devices, especially if you have a darker skin tone, if you are using those, you're essentially mimicking what you would do with just scratching your face with, against a rough surface, because you're just creating more scar tissue, more pigmentation. And honestly, if you're reviewing a device to use at home, take a look at the comments on social media. A lot of people report and are very honest about their experience. And usually the experience is pretty negative.
If someone were to come to you and say, hey, I have acne scars, or I have sun damage, or I have, you know, they want to do some sort of preventative anti-aging. In just a short summary, how would you designate what treatment to them?
Okay, so first I'm going to look at their skin tone and make sure that it is safe for me to do either a laser, which I always, pretty much always use PicoSure laser, or microneedling. Then I look at the skin around their eyes. If they have a lot of fine lines and wrinkles or dark circles around their eyes, I will push more towards microneedling, because in microneedling, we can get really close to the lash line and, give some really nice collagen production with that. With lasers, we're a little limited because we have to protect most of the skin under your eyes. And then after that, I looked at the depth of their scars, the extent of their fine lines, and decide whether we should do microneedling with radio frequency versus microneedling with PRP, or just plain microneedling. That's sort of the logic tree that I use when giving a recommendation.
If someone who's watching this has questions for you, do you want them to reach out to you in the comments? Because I'm sure there will be a lot of thoughts, concerns.
Please, please don't feel shy to reach out and ask questions in comments. I love answering them. And it also stimulates a very interesting discussion.